This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Gartner predicts that spending by enterprises in Malaysia is projected to be $40.6 billion in 2015 at an annual growth rate of 6.4% across data centers, softwares, IT services, internal services, devices and also telecom services. And in the recent years, Malaysia has also become a strong contender in the preferred data center location in the region. Why? Well, due to ample land and access to renewable power from hydroelectric dams. And as with any business, access to your data at an efficient and also cost-effective way is very crucial. So how do you achieve that? I'm here today with Hitesh Prajapati. He's the country manager Malaysia for Emerson Network Power. Hitesh, welcome to the show. Thanks. Let's start first with, you know, what you think are the key drivers in the, you know, the data centers here in Malaysia. What's the growth like? Are we seeing growth? Is this a global thing as well?
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me here. Maybe let me start with basically just giving a bit on data centers, just taking a step back on what data centers mean generally. So just to simplify this for everybody, you know, generally if you go back to, you know, if you go and do any services in a bank or you buy something in a retail, a lot of that transaction, the information on the transaction goes back to the servers and storage in a very simple way, which are housed in racks, kept in some room, which is called a computer room. And as the computer room expands, you know, as the business grows and people need more computers and more storage, you know, they basically try and get them together into more and more racks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really basically a very basic data center, is where you house computing, storage, networking, all of it into a secure environment which has a 24/7 power supply, which has a particular ambient temperature and humidity. Basically, it's controlled temperature, controlled environment, so that the electronics can work properly.
Okay.
In a very basic way, you know, it's because normally you won't really, you know, you can use a computer at home and possibly abuse it at times. You know, a laptop, you can take it everywhere you want, and you know, may not necessarily want to keep it in an aircon. But when you use, but when you actually look at the most sophisticated computers, the servers, the storage devices, which have been, which actually, you know, are the base for doing a lot of this, you know, computing for large big data, storage of all the information. You need to ensure that that is housed in a, you know, in a particular ambient environment, and that is really what a data center is.
And
it's basically a house for all the electronics.
So we should see data centers now really, you know, is something that is picking up really fast because of cloud computing and big data, and also is this growth replicated here in Malaysia as well?
The drivers which are responsible for the data center growth globally, they are also equally relevant for Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really look at it, the big ones are basically cloud computing, for example. Are people using cloud services? Yes. The adoption of cloud in Malaysia are definitely increasing. Now, a lot of SMEs, again, you know, not only using cloud services, but also trying to outsource their data centers to the big data center players so that they can actually get, you know, all the advantages of an enterprise-class data center without having to invest on their own. Many small SME companies may not have an IT manager to take care of this stuff. So they'll obviously go back to some of the sophisticated large data centers and try to use their services. So we see, and whenever this happens, so mobility, now if you look at typically outsourcing and cloud computing, this to itself now leads to a big demand in terms of a big data center players, you know, increasing their capacity, having a big space for a lot of these customers. On the other side, a lot of enterprise customers, you know, they also have a need to use or basically take more space with the large data center players, mainly because of things like security, disaster recovery. Many of the players might have their own, many of the large companies, for example, a banking customer might have their own data center in one place, but they also might need, because of statutory reasons or because of security, they'll also need a backup, a disaster recovery center.
So it's, and a backup, it's on-premise center. In a way.
Yeah, so it may not be in the same premise.
Right, okay.
So they go back to the drawing table and think about it in terms of where can I put my disaster recovery center, which normally mirrors some of the most critical things that they have, but they can't really have it in the same premise or somewhere in the vicinity.
Correct.
So it means a whole new decision-making on real estate and managing and putting all data center. The easiest option for them is to go to some of the to somebody who has a big data center and, you know, basically host their data center with them.
Mm.
So all these factors, whether it's SME-led, whether it's cloud computing-led, whether it is big customers in need of more data center space, but now more willing to basically go and host it with somebody else, or, you know, use the services of some other large big data center providers, that leads definitely to a growth of data centers.
Mm. And also, you know, we have, you know, currently, I think this year, or, you know, started end of last year, you see, you know, large organizations like your Amazons and your Microsofts and your Google really, you know, pushing up at, you know, yeah, their service providers, right? Their own data centers.
True.
And, 5-10 years ago, it wasn't like this. You know, people used to build their own data centers within their premise, and, you know, have, and also then it became the outsourcing model where, you know, within the enterprise as well. You know, for example, if here at BFM we've got, you know, let's say 4 racks of data centers, we will only using 2, we will outsource the other 2. But that's dying now because everyone's sort of, you know, slowly moving on to this, you know, this big players, you know, in the field. How does that sort of, you know, because they monopolize the industry, do you see that is a problem, or is that like a good thing that is happening with the data centers?
I think let me address the first. There are multiple things there. Okay, the first part is, are the big data center providers a risk to a lot of smaller players or system integrators who are putting things together? Is that a question?
Yeah.
Are these big data center providers? I think, you know, if you look at the names that you take, and most of them actually will run their own services also. So they'll have their own service to offer to the customer. And the customers will typically want to use that application off their mobile or off their computing devices and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one segment where people actually will host. So they'll actually take up most of their capacity for their own requirement. Now, there is another big set of companies which actually build data centers and are in the business of providing data center services, of providing right from space to managing the entire data center for customers. So basically, any company which needs to use an entire data center service can go back to this customer and say, I want to put all my stuff with you, and you help me manage this. And all I want is basically just go and do my business, ensure and be at peace that my stuff has been taken care.
Okay.
All my computing storage has been taken care. So I think from the point of view of SME customers, it's a good choice. You know, they still have the choice of building their own stuff. Now, it's not going away. Now, that skills, that expertise is still there. And they have another choice now of possibly going and, you know, comparing their own. So build on your own versus try and use somebody's facility which has more sophistication, which possibly has the best state-of-the-art infrastructure. What Amazon has done is taking it a step ahead. Is we actually, while we also ensure that we tailor to the requirements of the big data center providers, we have also come up with a whole range of solutions. We call it smart solutions. Now, which starts from a single rack. So here at BFM, for example, we initiate 4 racks, right? Now, going ahead, suppose you feel the need that you want to put one more rack, but it has to be in-house. Now, the whole hassle of putting one rack and trying to get somebody to do the mechanical services and putting all the, you know, doing the cabling, wiring, everything. Now, could be a problem if you don't have a dedicated team taking care of it.
Correct.
So for that, Amazon has come back with, you know, Amazon basically has designed an innovative solution we call a smart cabinet. It's factory engineered, is ready, it's got power, cooling, everything inside, backup, it's got one-touch monitoring. So something that you will typically find in a large data center, all the key parameters that you will need, and fit it together into one single unit, just like any other appliance that you might buy. And somebody, a very well-trained system integrator can basically just bring it in, plug it in, and do the basic configuration and get it started.
Mm. And so,
it's a choice that I think SMEs have now.
Yeah, which is important, I think, to have that choice for SMEs. And, you know, let's just talk a bit about the Malaysia side of data centers, because you've worked in, you know, this is your fifth country that you're working in, right? So you started in India and then Hong Kong,
Philippines,
Singapore, and then now Malaysia. Is Malaysia sort of very different when you look back into all the other countries? Because I guess India is one of country that, you know, it's big, it has a lot of requirements, it has a lot of push and demand as well. Is Malaysia in sort of that sort of similar role, or is it more of the Singapore and the Hong Kong?
I think from the point, there are again two ways. In terms of the data center market, if you ask me in terms of whether people are actually looking at Malaysia as the place where you want to go and build data centers, from that perspective, as a market, I think Malaysia definitely competes very well now with Singapore and Hong Kong. So Singapore, Hong Kong obviously are still ahead because they have started early. So they've still been there in the business. And secondly, a lot of regional customers are based in Singapore and Hong Kong. So they find it easier to kind of keep building there. Data centers there and go back to the customers there. So Malaysia, I guess, in terms of the willingness, in terms of all the favorable factors for data centers, is definitely well positioned. We see that in, you know, whether it is as it started off the interview, said about, you know, a pool of talent, land, free from, I mean, generally at least a low risk of natural disasters, you know, good education system. It helps to have, you know, a good source of, you know, good alternate sources of power supply. So in that way, it's positioned very well. But when large big data center providers, when they look at building facilities, they evaluate, you know, they evaluate the country, the location, they evaluate all the factors. And that definitely Malaysia stacks up very well.
All right. And we'll find out what Malaysia needs to do to sort of, you know, step up and emerge as one of the key data center locations within the region to sort of really compete with Hong Kong and Singapore in just a moment. I'm speaking to Hitesh Prajapati. He's the country manager Malaysia for Emerson Network Power. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Hitesh Prajapati. He's the country manager Malaysia for Emerson Network Power. And we're talking about data centers here in Malaysia, the growth, how is it like, you know, compared to the other countries that you worked with before, Hitesh? And you're talking about how, you know, countries like Singapore and Hong Kong are obviously ahead of us because they started early. But Malaysia is emerging as one of
definitely.
The players, right? We've got a few trends that are sort of helping this, you know, the infrastructures that's in place. The I guess the land that we have is also a vital role, right? And, you know, Singapore sort of reached that capacity at the moment. What Malaysia needs to do, you know, to really step up and emerge, you know, is this something as a government push, or is this something as an enterprise push, or is this something the small and medium businesses can do as well?
I think it's both sides. From the point of view of, let's look at the supply in terms of just building data centers here. The factors are favorable. So it's a question of how more and more companies start, you know, actually going and implementing their plans. You know, if you look at the announcements that we've seen them in the news, for example, Telkom Malaysia announcing this facility in the Nusajaya data center, the Nusajaya Tech Park.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole action which we hear in the news about Iskander and the in the state of Johor, you know, in terms of emerging as a second big, you know, a second large data center hub in the future. So there's a lot of emphasis, I think, from the country perspective in terms of creating this, you know, this nice big centers where you can say that, yeah, this is where I can go and put a data center because I can see that, you know, the location is good and all the risk factors are taken care. But from the point of view of demand, I think the customers will also take some time. So it's like, you know, when people build data center, they also want to look at how a lot of customers will slowly migrate to using cloud computing services, to using this data center space. So that will define also, as I say, a lot of customers still have their hubs in the regional offices. They still have a lot of the decision making which happens in regional offices, which are, you know, obviously in other places at time. So it'll take some more amount of time for customers to start migrating their services towards these large data centers.
Even though it's a big trend and all.
It's a big trend, yeah.
It's still
a big trend, but it still takes time for customers to start. So from a demand side, as the demand picks up, I think the data centers providers will obviously also you know, get more and more confident in increasing their capacity. Mm.
So there's a worry as well of, you know, overscaling then, you know, and not meeting the demand as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So
right?
people tend, so that, you know, normally a big data center provider will announce a plan. They'll want to build a big, on a large scale, basically to get the cost advantage also in terms of the cost per rack. And, you know, if, when you build on that scale, you also get the economies of scale of, you know, on everything. But at the same time, if they are not fully utilized, you know, then the cost goes up for
correct.
Anybody who is using that space. So they're also going to be cautious in trading on both sides. One is getting convinced that, yeah, this is the best location to build, which I think the most of them are convinced. They look at it. A lot of people actually have, you know, have big data centers here, and they have plans to do it here. But at the same time, they'll also look at how the demand is catching up.
And when you talk about, you know, the large data centers, especially the ones they're building in Iskandar and Johor Bahru as well, I guess one of the key elements to make an efficient data center is the energy efficient, right? So how crucial is, you know, sort of, you know, data center infrastructure management when it comes to, you know, being, you know, energy efficient for data centers, and also, you know, how can, you know, the Malaysian enterprises ensure that, you know, their IT infrastructure is sort of, you know, carefully monitored, it's optimized, and it's, you know, running 24/7? And what's the best way to tackle this kind of challenge that they have?
I think the biggest cost, if you look at data centers, when they operate data centers, the biggest cost is the cost of energy. For them, you know, once after they build the facility, the operating cost is energy, and the energy normally, of course, electrical cost, the cost of really earning the taking the electricity and paying for the electricity. When we design our UPS or cooling systems for data centers, normally the basic principle is energy efficiency, ensuring that we deliver the highest levels of energy efficiency in all of our machines. The biggest, as I said, because when people build data centers, now the biggest possibility of loss, or the potential for losing out on operating base on operations, is on the cooling, the power systems, and everything, which really are the ones which are taking a lot of, you know, lot of the electricity.
Yeah.
So, data center infrastructure management, what it does is basically allows the operators, the data center operators, to have a single view of all the facilities in the data center, okay, whether it is the electricals, the power, the cooling, we call it as a thermal, the actual racks infrastructure, and not only plan capacity very well, but also proactively monitor if anywhere they are, you know, there are leakages, if anywhere they are possibly shooting the limits of power consumption, whether it's at a particular rack or in a particular or if there are issues in terms of, interruptions in any particular part of the facility, to get proactive alarms, to ensure that a lot of the environmental controls are also in place. You know, suppose something fails on the power side somewhere, and then the cooling side, if it fails, the rack starts becoming hot, the alarms set, we basically send signals back to the operators to be able to go and, you know, quickly fix the situations instead of facing an interruption or something.
Being able to monitor all these kind of things.
So you monitor the whole data center, single view, single alarm, and then not only just watch it and look for alarms or something, but also are able to plan the capacity in future. So as I said, you know, a lot of people don't build for scale from day one. So they'll possibly want to, extrapolate and think about it. That, okay, if I could tomorrow, if I get, you know, more customers tomorrow, if I go to and build more space in these, if I need to buy more servers and more storage and put in the data centers, how am I going to put it in? What's the most optimum way of housing it all together? So DCIM provides a very, I'll say, very simple converged view of the whole data center.
How can SMEs sort of tap into the growth of, you know, data centers in Malaysia to sort of, you know, streamline their IT services and, you know, be more agile, more efficient, and more competitive?
I think most of the SME companies who are IT savvy, they are already on the path of evaluating the services they get from, as you said, you know, some of the online service providers from the point of view of tapping for the regular day-to-day needs, whether it's running an HR service, whether it is running the payrolls, whether it is just, you know, doing their billing. So they actually have a host of options now which they can go and check. From physical infrastructure perspective, I think just because we have a good amount of interest and actual investments happening in data centers, they have to go out and evaluate the services offered by the data center providers, look for not just the cost factor but also the long-term commitment the data center provider has in that country, has for the country, the security aspects have been taken care or not by this particular data center providers. This will ensure that when they go back and outsource the whole, whether it's physical infrastructure, whether it's a service to somebody, you know, they can actually be assured that the businesses won't have any issues. I think from a cost perspective, this is really a good time for SMEs.
Yeah.
I say, there's a lot of choice. And the whole hassle of not doing on their own. And the beauty of the whole thing is that they don't have to do anything on their own.
Because they don't have the IT guys to IT department
It's a boon for them, I think, just the fact that this whole data center service is growing and at the same time, the whole choice of cloud services, it's kind of a boon for them.
And just before we leave, Hitesha, any trends that you are keeping an eye on, you know, in terms of, because, you know, you obviously come from the data centers industry and we've seen how it evolved as well. You've been in the industry for a very long time. Any trends that you're keeping an eye out to, you know, that you sort of see explodes in 2015, 2016?
I think definitely we're looking at adoption of cloud services by customers, especially, let's say, Malaysia. The second one is how much is the outsourcing? And how fast the outsourcing grows for most of the, whether it's small customers or big customers, how they view the outsourcing. The third one is, I think the big data, which I mean, from a medium term perspective, not just 1 or 2 years, but over the next 3 to 5 years, in terms of how this whole, this whole talk of big data really becomes a reality. We already see it as a reality in terms of a lot of big data analytics. But the numbers, which I've been talked about.
It's still very in planning stages at the moment.
A lot of data center growth will also, let's say, a big factor there is mobility, big data. Now, as I said, I was just reading something that more people in China now watch stuff online than TV. So just see the sheer amount of data that they pull in. Which actually goes back to a need for having a data center to host all their data and mine their data. So I think that trend definitely is not going to be slowing down. It's just the pace and the speed at which now most of us feel that it'll grow very exponentially, definitely. But like they're saying, last few years, whatever data, 90% of data created is possibly created in the last few years.
Correct.
Maybe 2 to 3 years.
Correct.
Right. So that is a big factor. I think that's a big factor which I'm sure a lot of data center companies are also looking at.
Right.
And saying, you know, how do I be ready to build capacity and, you know, as I said, have the most energy efficient data centers.
All right. I've been speaking to Hitesh Prajapati. He's the country manager Malaysia for Emerson Network Power. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.